Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to Mount Olympus. I am Hercules Invictus. And tonight on Hercules and the Space Gods, I'm proud to announce the sixth revelation. But first, Michael Duncan's God Bless the World.
God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world.
May God bless us all.
God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world.
Dear Lord, shine your face upon us and bless us, every one of us.
God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. Sing it with me.
Welcome back to the sixth revelation, hosted by Michael and Diane Duncan. Greetings and welcome, Michael and Diane. How are you?
Hey, greetings, Hercules. Oh, do I hear a reprise? God bless the world. Oh, I do. Hey, guys, how are you doing? How's everybody today?
Great. Looking forward. Michael, I got to say that when that song comes on every single time, it's like a blessing. It just, it sweeps you with faith and with goodness and cheer every single time. It's a simple, beautiful, to me, it's one of my favorite songs that you've ever done.
Oh, well, thank you, Nick. I appreciate that. Hey, man, that's very nice. Thanks.
Deserved. Absolutely deserved.
Absolutely.
It's gorgeous.
Thank you, Gerald. I hear your voice there, too. Thanks, guys, and Hercules, thank you so much. Hey, I just want to mention that that song came as because I was praying for humanity every day. We have an upstairs great room, and we have a sliding glass door, and it overlooks a panorama. There are some hills in the back, and we have, you know, a bunch of housing tracts and suburbia. But, you know, Gabriel and Aphrodite told us a little while ago, you know, to pray for everyone in the world. And so I just went there and I felt inspired to just sing and, you know, sing the prayer as opposed to speak it. And that melody just came out, and I said, hey, there's a cute song, you know. And it's kind of like a mantra and everything. And of course, you hear the electric guitar in the background, so I you know, juiced it up a little bit, but it came out of a prayer. And you know, there's
well,
another...
I think you hit it when you said inspired, because that's exactly what it comes across. It's inspired work. It absolutely comes across like that.
Nick, I appreciate that. And hey, you know, there's another song, Nick, that's a very special song, and it's for people who it's for people who have birthdays. Let's see. Nick has a birthday coming up. Oh, that's right. July 27th.
Happy it's the big 4-0. It's the big 4-0.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, thank you so much. Oh, that was wonderful. What a nice surprise. Thank you, guys.
You bet. Did you say the big 4-0?
The big 4-0. Can you believe it? Diane, can you believe that?
Can you believe that, Diane, the big 4-0?
The big
4-0.
Well, Diane, let me say this, Diane. If you can believe that, I have some swampland. I have some swampland in Florida that I'd like to sell you.
Okay. Well, what were you saying, Gerald?
Nick, I can't wait until my 40th birthday.
I want to be there. I want to be there to celebrate that one with you. I would be love that.
All right. Okay, guys. So what we're going to do is, of course, we wish you a happy birthday, Nick, and we wish everyone really good health now going forward.
Amen.
I have a prayer here that I'd like to start with, start our session here with. And if everyone could just, if we could just kind of center ourselves, maybe, you know, close our eyes, relax our face a little, our throats, relax our bodies, and we're going to take a nice deep breath. And we say, our dear Heavenly Father and our dear Heavenly Mother, we invite Thee to be present with us. Bless us in our time here together during this meeting of wonderful truth seekers, ministers. May we be filled with your love and inspired by your grace as we gain new insight into ways we can cultivate spiritual equilibrium in our lives as individuals and as a group of like-minded truth seekers and ministers who desire to fulfill the will of God on earth. And at the conclusion of our blessed time together, may we go forth dedicated to the divine task of perfecting ourselves and leading others toward greater perfection in you. We say this in the name of our Heavenly Father and Mother, all the angels, saints, bodhisattvas, buddhas, gods, goddesses, all over this vast universe of universes. Amen.
Amen.
Okay.
Beautiful. Really beautiful.
All right. Yes. So here's Diane.
Okay. First, we've got everybody here. We've done the birthday. But, Nick, we're going to put you first on the program. We're going to talk to you, and then next we're going to have Gerald read a wonderful, wonderful message to everyone that's very important at this particular time. And then Alexander is going to take the floor for a few minutes. And then finally, if there's any time left, I'm going to give a new message from the Father that I received this afternoon. And I was going to talk today, I told Hercules, about the angels and the celestials and what's going on today, but I didn't realize there was a lot going on that I didn't know about. So what I'm talking about is just going to be strictly of what the Father said this afternoon to me, and I will bring it to you. So, Nick, would you please begin and tell us, what are you doing, sir?
I'm very happy to report that this afternoon, my partner Hal Rainbow and I filed for the copyright for my new song. So it's now in the Copyright Office of Washington, and they're going to give me a confirmation very shortly, and then we'll be officially copyrighted with my new song. Then I'm going to go and tell BMI, I'm a member of BMI, to register my song, and I can't wait for you all to hear it. I really can't. It was inspired by my feeling of deep patriotism for this incredibly beautiful country. We should be so proud of our history. We have made mistakes, but we got so much right. We've done so much for the world. And when I see people, and I've heard people say, I am a little bit afraid to wear the American flag on my sweater or a pin because there are some people that don't believe in the country, I get very sad about that because I'm thinking, are we still talking about America? Because it has done so much for so many. So I was inspired to write a patriotic song. And interestingly enough, it starts musically in 1776. And then it goes musically to hard rock 2021. And okay. At the end of the song, it goes back to 1776. So it's a little bit like a time travel in a musical sense. And I really can't wait for you to hear it. I'm very proud of it. And within a short time, I'll be able to release it. So I just wanted to tell you, that's one of my pet projects. The other one I'm doing is about a dream I had about a year ago. And the dream was so powerful to me that when I woke up, I remembered it completely. And I wrote it down because I didn't want to forget it. And it kept occurring, the thought of what it was, it wouldn't go away, which in a way was a good thing. And I started thinking, maybe that dream is telling me something. And basically, I was by myself in New York City in Soho going to an art gallery. And I passed this gallery I had never seen before in my dream. And I thought, well, that's interesting. And the door was open. So obviously, there was a show inside, but there was no sign. So I thought, you know, I'm curious. Let me see what's in the gallery. I went up the steps and walked in the gallery, and I was blown away with what I was seeing. It was beautiful. It was shocking. It was hysterically funny. And I was thinking, this is the cutting edge. Oh, my God, this is great. And who did this? Who did this artwork? And I could not find who did it. There were no signs, but I knew all the people that were depicted in these various works on canvas. And again, it was incredibly funny and satirical, if anything. And I decided after a bit that, you know what, it must have been my dream, so maybe it was my work. It was from my brain, at least some of it must have been. So I decided I am going to recreate what I saw in my dream. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm in the process of creating those images on canvas. So that's what I'm doing right now. It's a very creative time, Diane, for me.
Wow, Nick, that is amazing. It's a creative time for you, Nick. Yeah, here's Diane.
You know, it really is. It's a very magical, well, you know that you guys are creative, and you're harnessing this amazing wave of creativity. And as you know, when you're in that realm, nothing can touch it. It's such an incredible experience to be making something that hasn't happened before. And so that's what it's been very exciting, all of it, and it's going to come true. So that's where we are with this. Thank you for the question.
Wow, Nick. So, okay, so going back to 1776, so the mm-hmm. musical style or the genre is kind of classical then?
Only for a little, maybe we're talking 10 seconds.
Okay.
It's an intro. It's an intro to get you involved in 1776 musically.
Yeah.
What would do that? What would trigger that? And then the beat goes from 1776 to a hard rock. It sounds like Mick Jagger or someone like that singing the lyrics to my song.
Oh, I see. Wow.
So it's electric guitars, it's bass guitars, it's drums, oh my goodness, wait till you hear it.
Wow, and you found a singer for that?
You got a singer, found a little production company. I've been working with them, must be about 2 months total on this. And a dear friend of mine who is an accomplished, amazing composer, when I told them I wanted a 1776 sound for the very beginning and the very end of my composition, he was able to do that. So he produced that, and back at the studio, they put them together. They joined the rock song that I wrote, words and lyrics, and then music, and then they combined it with the 1776 from my friend here in New York City. So it was a combination of those wonderful sources that this song came to be.
Wow. Hey, that's amazing, Nick. You know, it's amazing how you're talking about works of art, you know, and how music, you know, each song has its own story and each song has its own journey. Now, can you tell us the title yet?
I can do that because, like I said, I filed for the copyright. The title of the song, and you're the first to hear it, the title, it's called We'll Stand Up for America.
We'll Stand Up for America.
That's the title.
Okay, we're going to have Diane write that down. We'll Stand Up for America.
So
Nick,
means that everybody who listens to this song is encouraged to stand up, to feel the pride of America, to clap, and to sing and to dance along. And I can honestly say that when you hear this song, you will not stay seated. It's the kind of song I'm telling you now, you will be dancing, all of you. You will be dancing to this song.
Nice.
It's got the kind of beat and the rhythm that you can't stay still. You have to move. And that was the whole part of what I wanted to fulfill. I wanted it to be a community love fest for our country. That's what I wanted.
Well, you've got us really interested, Nick. You've got to let us hear it at some point here.
Yep. As soon as I get BMI to accept it, where to go, you're going to be one of the first to hear it. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, I'm a member of ASCAP, so I get everything. You know, I put everything through ASCAP, and of course, you know, BMI and ASCAP are the big ones. And our five albums, we did our five albums through a company called CD Baby, and they did the whole thing for us. I mean, as far as like you know, copyright, and they distributed the digital music, you know, out to various platforms. So we're on iTunes, we're on Amazon, we're on Spotify, you know, a bunch of other platforms, live streaming and download, you know. So I hope you'll find some of those platforms and put it out there.
Absolutely. In fact, at some point, Michael, I'd like to have a discussion with you about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a great service, and you know, and you can also they have the option that they can. You know, they can press CDs, actual hard copy CDs for you, and you know, they can help you with the cover design and all that stuff too.
Are they in California?
You know, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure because I just go to the website that they have, and you can download your songs, you can download your artwork and everything like that. You know, it's really easy.
Oh, okay.
Really easy. And then also,
excellent.
Nick, I wanted to ask you just quickly about the about the artwork. Now, are they paintings or sculptures, or what were the artworks that you saw in the dream?
Again, it was satirical. It was political. It was incredibly funny. And
I mean, but were they actual works of art, like a, you know, like a painting, or were they?
It was kind of like a combination of a black and white drawing as well as a painting too.
Oh, I see.
They were very, very large close-ups of people's faces.
I see. Wow.
I'll go with that for now. And when you're there, you will be affected. You will be affected by all these faces. You will. I guarantee you, you will be, for a second, it will take your breath away, and then you will be laughing. You will be laughing, laughing, laughing. I guarantee that. I think that, and that's the whole point of the art exhibit, is to see the humor in our culture.
Oh, I see. Satirical. Gotcha. Well, Nick, you know, send us, you know, whatever you're able to put onto, you know, digital or paper, or what have you, because, you know, we for doing lots of pictures and lots of, you know, we mostly draw the gods these days, but, you know, we send out a lot of our stuff, of course, so.
Oh, yeah, well, Nick, I've seen it. Incredible.
Well, Nick, that's fantastic, man. You know, we're just, you know, I've been promoted to a supervisor position in my company. And,
congratulations.
Thank you so much. And it's a lot of work, and, you know, finding time for the creative is a little more difficult, you know, when you're in that supervisory position. But Diane's going to continue to draw the gods. We just put out our video, our May 5th video, on our YouTube channel, Michael and Diane Duncan, with a message from us, or not from us, but a message from the Father. I mean, you know, a message from us. But within that, we have the Father's message. And then there's also a message from our really good friend who's on this radio program with us, Gerald.
Oh.
So we sent that out. When did we send that out? Yesterday, didn't we? Yeah, we sent that out yesterday, email and YouTube. So we're creative still, Nick, but probably not as much as you are feeling it at this moment.
It's a great feeling to connect like that. Michael, you'll be amused. I already told Diane that I'm working with my college on the alumni office. I went to the Massachusetts College of Art and Design in Boston, Massachusetts. I graduated with a Bachelor of Fine Arts, and that's in advertising and graphic design. And this will be, in September, our 55th reunion of my class. And I'm the chair of the reunion. And we're going to do it by Zoom because a lot of the students have moved to California.
Sure.
They've moved to Florida. They've moved to the Midwest, all over the place. So we decided that also because of the COVID and all that, we're going to do a Zoom meeting instead of a face-to-face, which we did do for the 50th 5 years ago. So I'm in the process now of working with a wonderful alumni office at my college to make this happen, and they've been giving a tremendous support. It's a great group, and we're contacting all the my class members, and it's going to be something.
Well, Nick, that sounds exciting. Hey, I'm willing to bet that a lot of New Yorkers are feeling kind of liberated and free and excited about everything opening up, and I'm sure there's a burst of creativity.
There is, and there's a feeling like the dark clouds are leaving and the sun is finally breaking through, because, as you well know, where you're the same way, it was a brutal, about a year and a half of really a very brutal time in all of our lives, and boy, it was a very sad and very scary time for all of us, and we're moving out of that now, thank God.
You know, that's true, and you know, we're going to have. Thank you, Nick, so much for that. And Gerald is Gerald is in Oregon. You're in New York, Nick. Gerald's in Oregon. We're in California, but I think we all felt the weight of that period. But we're told that our celestial friends are telling us that the next couple years are a time to reflect, and you'll hear a message from Diane from the Father regarding a new life for us that's coming up, and it's a very hopeful. It's going to be a very hopeful time in a couple years. Once we go through a little bit more purging, a little bit more introspection, a little bit more change, but it's a really positive time coming up. So, all right. Well, thank you, Nick. We're going to have Gerald come on here. And Gerald, how are you, sir?
Doing well. Thank you for asking, Michael. It's good to hear what Nick is going through. And I want to just give you a boost up on what's going on with you, Nick, because when you start having dreams like that, that's all you, man. That is all you. Every character in the dream, every nuance, every aspect of it I'm looking forward to not just hearing your beautiful song, rendition of the song, but also to seeing those, especially the cartoonish or satirical works. Those are.
I really can't wait for you all to see that and to hear the music. I'm very excited. I truly am very excited about both projects, and they're coming. They're coming along. Like I said, I just filed the actual recording with the Copyright Office in Washington, and as soon as I get the release to go then to BMI and get that started. So that's what's going on, and I'm so looking forward. And like you just said, in my dream, I was searching for the author. Who did this? Who was the person who did this art? You know, it was like, and then to realize it was my dream. It was that's what you just pointed out was a very interesting moment for me. You know.
Well, you know, Gerald is a Jungian clinical psychologist with 40 years experience in a private practice in marriage, family, child, and relationship counseling. If Gerald says it's you, it's probably you.
Well,
I wouldn't argue.
I got it straight from one of Carl's students, so it's pretty good information. Yeah, most everything in dreams is, and all the characters. It's all us, all different parts.
You know,
of
and
us.
Also you feel like you're being tapped on the shoulder, saying, "Hey, we got something to tell you. We want you to know this. We want you to understand this." I feel things like that, don't you?
Isn't that beautiful? It is. Yes, and, you know, getting just touching on what Diane was saying about what Creator Father is bringing in, it speaks to what I want to read tonight. I know that message that I sent to you, Michael, and Diane,
yes.
Was published. I saw it. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
This is about new changes that are happening to us that are so subtle that we don't even know they're happening. It's called a path of enlightenment. May I?
Yes, please.
Our spiritual path leads us toward enlightenment. When we look back at truly enlightened beings from the past, most of them did not become spiritual because they studied spirituality. It was something else that raised their consciousness to higher levels. This is not to imply that studying esoteric or spiritual knowledge is not helpful. On the contrary, it is exceedingly useful in achieving a goal of spiritual growth. Exposing ourselves to the higher vibrations of spiritual information has a positive, uplifting effect, like your song, Michael. That is absolutely one of the most uplifting songs the world has gifted with. But study alone does not make a person enlightened. So then, what is the answer? What made these enlightened beings different? One thing they had in common was that even when focusing their attention on the mundane aspects of life, they managed to do so with kindness, compassion, and regard for others. They pursued higher vibrating endeavors, including helping others and teaching higher truths. In the process, by living differently than those around them, which takes a lot of courage, they created new thought patterns within themselves. These thought patterns became a model for those who saw their unique actions. As time passed, they found that they could do things that others could not. Does that sound familiar? Some were able to heal. Others had clairvoyance capabilities or psi phenomena or mystical skills. Others were born in an enlightened state. They were the avatars of their age, singular beings who came to Earth to lift the vibration of humanity from the darkness into the light. So why do such beings not come to Earth today? The answer is simple. There's no need for one avatar to raise the vibration of humanity when there are so many holding the light who are emerging avatars and star seeds, all of us. The question remains, how do we become enlightened? When we think of an enlightened person, we might say that it is someone who meditates a lot, goes on the most spiritual pilgrimages, or even who has the most knowledge about esoteric modalities. Such a person may be quite spiritual and very enlightened, but it is not only studying and practicing that raises our vibration. So then, is there a potion that brings us into a state of enlightenment? In addition, if study and practice do not ensure enlightenment, what is the point of these exercises? Exposing the mind to inspiring ideas, spiritual practices, healing modalities, and messages from higher beings brought through by channels creates new neural pathways. As a result, the mind functions differently in a way that is beneficial to the light body, overriding what is not life-sustaining. Over time, new ways of thinking replace outdated ones. We can see the results both in our spiritual and physical makeup. Eventually, we can see ourselves becoming a different person in the same body, with the same brain, but with a renewed spirit. As this occurs, it is possible to become more in touch with our true self, the self that has been with us since we were born. We came into this world as an enlightened being, especially each and every one of us who has come in at this time, totally connected to the divine source of everything we trusted in life and had purity of spirit. That is what it means to be enlightened, being ourselves in a truly and completely natural state. Granted, if we had remained in that naive condition, we would not have been able to survive and function in today's society on this planet. So we learned how to live in our world. The price for this education meant becoming less enlightened than when we started. So you see, we know what it means to be enlightened because we started off that way. The goal of a master in this new era is to return to that state of knowing our true self and letting go of what we have learned that no longer serves us. We are not becoming enlightened. Rather, we are returning to our former enlightened state. The spiritual modalities that we study in the process are our tools. We can use the information that we intuitively receive from our higher self to replace the information that we learned from society. Through our heart-mind consciousness, we will know. The new era is the age of the masters. It is no coincidence that the internet has put information at our fingertips. With so much spiritual knowledge available, how can we determine what is relevant to us? We will feel what resonates with our heart-mind consciousness, and then we can embrace these things. There is a reason they attract our interest. We are meant to work with what appeals to us, whether it be a certain modality, crystal, archangel, dreams, or songs that we create. In the end, being enlightened is the process of getting back to ourselves. And once we do, miraculous circumstances begin to occur. And we are an example to everyone else who is on a similar path. Thank you.
Wow. Oh, how wonderful.
You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you, Gerald. Thank you so much for that. The Age of the Masters. I love it.
Yes.
Gerald, I would like to ask you if you could possibly email me that, because I would love to share that.
Okay. I am going to email it to Nick, NYNY1@gmail.com.
Exactly. And the one is the numeral one, not O-N-E, but the numeral one. So it's Nick, NYNY1@gmail.com. How beautiful. I would love to share that with my list very much.
All right.
You will receive it tonight.
Fantastic.
Thank you, sir.
All right, guys. I'm gonna turn it over to Diane, who's going to introduce Alex. Hold on.
Right.
Thank both of you. Thank you, Gerald, and thank you, Nick, both of you. And now, is Hercules there?
I am here. Yes, I am.
Oh, good. Okay, we've got our boy here. Our son Alexander is all getting near 16, going to enter high school.
Wow.
So here he is, and he wants to talk to everybody, but Hercules, I'm hoping that you'll kind of spirit here. Here we go.
Greetings, Alex. How are you?
Well, quite well.
I'm glad to hear that. So what do you have to share with us today in the vast worlds of science fiction?
There's been a recent development in the SCP community that I was not anticipating.
Okay.
They've been turning to Greek.
In what way?
They literally have Greek gods and goddesses cataloged as SCPs.
Wow.
And what are SCPs?
It stands for special containment procedures, things that are anomalous, things that are supernatural, things that are out of the norm. And basically this foundation contains them.
That's interesting.
But what they all do here with these Greek gods and goddesses is that they contain them so that they are not a threat to humanity. Sometimes they even contain something, whether or not it is a threat to humanity.
Why would they see them as threats to humanity? These are the powers that shape our planet and guide our evolution.
It's more like this. Imagine that you're a foundation who's seen many, 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 many supernatural objects. 5,000, just as a placeholder, 5,999 anomalies to be exact.
Wow.
And you sit there and think to yourself, is this a problem? Something like a god would be, yes, that would be a problem for humanity, so they contain it.
How would you contain such powers?
That is a good question, because they have various gods contained within the SCP Foundation. I mean, there's the deer, which is contained through various rituals that all reference to Saturn or Cronus. The Scarlet King is a 001 proposal. There are just various ways that they do it.
That's a very interesting perspective. I need to look into it.
Yeah.
How would somebody find more information out about these things?
It matters on your sort of learning style.
Okay.
And there's a variety of people who explain SCPs, and they do it well. They know what they're doing. There's the two ends of the spectrum. Visual, where everything's simplified and nice and all laid out beautifully, so one can understand the premise and idea of it without going into too much detail about it. That's mostly the ones that blatantly say SCP Foundation explained, stuff like that. And then the other side of the spectrum, the one where it's straight up lectures about SCPs, is the Exploring series, which does stuff on Norse and Lovecraftian mythology.
Okay.
The guy would be a pretty good guest if you could get him.
on your segment of the show, why don't you ask him? They might agree, and then you can do a segment interviewing them.
That would probably be impossible never mind. I might try.
Okay, if you need help, I'm here to help you with it.
Yeah. There's also between the two that actually borders on both. This person does a variety of other things too that is less than admirable, but this person mixes visual and complication together. So you basically have a lecture while seeing a lot of visuals about it, like
so
animation.
These are animations, or are they? Is it a game, or is it just is a conversation based on a show or a series of shows?
All of those.
Oh, okay.
Literally. But if you really want the blatantly put information, or you can interpret it for yourself, I would suggest the SCP Wiki itself. And everything's pretty easy to find. They're all cataloged and numbered by series and by 1 to somewhere around 6,999 at the moment. But there are a lot of SCPs not written yet.
And S, it's the letter S as in Sam, C as in Cat, and T as in Tom?
It's S as in, I don't know why it's so hard to remember, but S, C, and P.
Oh, P.
P, yes. S, C, P.
Okay, the SCP Foundation. I found it. Okay,
yeah.
I have something to read tonight now.
Yeah, you'll have a lot to read tonight. I will. But anyway, I have to turn it over to Diney.
Well, it was great speaking with you. Thank you for opening up a new portal for exploration. I look forward to next time.
Yep, I do as well. Here's Diney.
Okay.
Thank you, Alexander, and thank you too, Hercules. I appreciate, you know, you talking to him. That's so kind of you. You know, I was going to talk about the Celestials and give quite a different talk tonight, but something happened. You know, things happen in life. I went upstairs and I saw the binder with Eros, the picture of Eros on the front of it. You know, I have a binder for every celestial, and I have a picture on the cover. But the binder was open, and I never opened that binder, you know, haphazardly. And so it gave me the thought, uh-oh, I think that they want to talk to me. So I went into the new chapel that we've made, the Chapel of Tomorrow. And in that chapel, I have the local universe father and mother's picture on a chair each, and also Gabriel and Venus on a chair each. And I asked each one of them if they wanted to speak. I said, Gabriel, and he said no, and Aphrodite and Hera. But then the father said yes. And I thought, oh, dear, here we are coming up to a radio program, and I bet he's got something going here. Well, he really did. He had a message for us for tonight, for you, Hercules, for you, Nick, and for Gerald, and for all of us, and for Michael and me and Alexander. But this is a message for the world, and it's really a wild one, and I was really worried about even putting it out. But I'm going to. You are all my friends, and I know that I can trust you, and I know you can trust me. So here's what the Father said. I want to tell you. I wrote it down. It says here, tell all the people that the Father loves them. Tell the people that they will see him in the Spirit at a certain time in 5 years. He will appear to every living person in the world, but in the Spirit, while they are fully awake and conscious. Tell the people he will take the form of a youthful man. He will not speak, but every single person in the world, over 7 billion, will see him. This is in 5 years, in 2026, in April. Everyone will have a vision of him. The 13th of April, 2026, and I want to mention, too, that the moon will be going into Pisces on that day in the evening, April 13th, 2026. And I also want to mention that even every child, he says, will see him, all the children. Now, he wants us to change our life from now until this five-year event ahead of us. But after the vision, he says, you must do only good from that moment on. Now,
this is from, if you want to call him Michael of Nabadon from the Arantra book, if you want to call him Zeus from the Greek, if you want to call him Christ or Jesus from our Bible, or you want to call him Archangel Michael from the Roman Catholic, he says all are well with him. But this was the message that I got this afternoon to put out tonight for everybody here. So, you know, it's interesting. Gerald, I don't know if you remember, but we did a team meeting, and I was told by Lord Maitreya, you know, that Michael and I were not to make any decision about what kind of a life we wanted in the far-off future until 5 years. And now I can see why. We're going to have a whole new world with this happening, because everyone in the whole world will see it.
I do remember. Thank you.
Yes. Yes. You know, we were saying, oh, well, we want to decide now what we want to do, you know, in the future. But they said, no, hold off. In 5 years, it'll be a whole different world, and you'll make different decisions. And if this actually happens, we certainly will. So, again, I was going to be reading excerpts from Manly P. Hall tonight, and about the angels and the celestials and what we're doing. Well, this is new, and this is what we're going to be doing. We're going to be telling people about this so that they can prepare their lives, so that when that moment comes that they're ready, that from that moment on they only do good, and the whole world will be changed. So I'm going to give it back to Michael right now and ask everybody their information, and just want to thank everyone for being here this evening. And Michael's going to take it over here. And thank you, Gerald. Thank
you,
Hercules. Thank you, Hercules. Thank you, Nicholas. You know, I want to tell you guys, I was really afraid to do this, to put this out from the Father tonight, because I thought, this is something, how can anyone believe could ever happen? But, you know, I do believe it. I do believe it, because I've been talking to him later this afternoon that I have to be strong and not shy from this, because this is what he wants. He wanted this put out now. So here's Michael, and God bless you all, and thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Diane.
Thank
wow.
you.
All right. Yeah, yeah. All right, so how do you follow that? Okay, let's see. Well, guys, you know, we just established about a month or so ago. We call it the Chapel of Tomorrow, and we have Zeus, and we have Hera, and we have Gabriel, and Gabriel's also known as Hephaestus in the Greek, and we have Aphrodite, also known as, you know, Mother Venus, and they are the four that are prominent in the Chapel of Tomorrow. And my contribution tonight, just really quick before we get your information, my contribution tonight is, I think the reason it's called the Chapel of Tomorrow is because they want everyone in the future to have a chapel in their home. They want them to be able to commune with the gods and talk with the gods, maybe with their guardian angels, what have you. And because there are a number of reasons. You can talk to them. You can receive guidance. You can ask for protection. You can ask for healing. There are a number of benefits from this Chapel of Tomorrow. But they seem to want everyone to have a chapel where the Father, the Mother, Zeus and Hera, Hephaestus, Gabriel, and Aphrodite are prominent and present, so that you can receive what they have to give humanity at this time for each person. And we have pictures. If anyone is wanting to, build their chapel, make their chapel, we have these pictures of them, of the four, that might help them to be inspired through that. And like we said, our YouTube channel is Michael and Diane Duncan, and we just put up a video of us in our backyard Maitreya's temple.
from May 5th, 2021. We have Gerald's message on an email that we sent also, and an earlier message from the Father. So we have our YouTube video channel, Michael and Diane Duncan. We have 5 albums on iTunes, Amazon, Spotify, and other platforms. And if you'd like, you can email us at michaelduncan1@hotmail.com. All right, how about you, Nick? Can you tell us your contact info?
Okay, thank you, Michael. It's NICKNYNY1, and that's the numeral 1, @gmail.com. Again, NICKNYNY1@gmail.com. And Diane, you just sent a chill, truly a wonderful chill of hope and inspiration. Thank you for your message tonight.
All right, thank you, Nick, and we look forward to seeing some of your wonderful artwork and music. And Gerald,
thank you
for the beautiful message today, Gerald. It was like I was in this beautiful ocean of colors that I was immersed in, just feeling so wonderful. Thank you for lifting us. Tell us your contact information, Gerald.
Gerald T. Farley, T as in Thomas or Trouble, whichever you like. It's GERALD T Farley, FARLEY, @hotmail.com.
All right, fantastic. And I'm sure if people would like to hear some more of your messages and your beautiful, your 60 affirmations, they can certainly email you, and I'm sure you'd be happy to send them a copy if I may be so bold. But, Gerald, you also have 4 books that are on Amazon.com, 4 wonderful books that Gerald has written, Spirit Self, The Bridge, and the Higher Spirit Self, of course, is my favorite. I love the Higher Spirit Self. It just sends you right up there. So he has 4 books. And then Hercules, would you like to say anything to us or tell us a little tiny bit about what's happening with you?
Starting in August, we're going to have Zoom shows as well as the podcasts. And,
wow.
We're not going to be on CERN for right now. The channel has closed, but we're going to continue on Mount Olympus. So I'm busy rescheduling everything and learning Zoom. We can the transition smoother. But I'm coinciding it with the Lionsgate portal.
Beautiful.
Leads into the Festival of Hercules Invictus in Antiquity. And also Iraklis Alexikakos, which is the Greek version. So I'm aligning all that so that it becomes a reality before August 8th.
Well, fantastic, Hercules. Do you have a way that people can contact you if they want to learn more?
Facebook is the best way right now. If they go to Hercules Invictus. I do have a website, but it hasn't been touched in like 3 years, so it's hopelessly out of date. But Facebook is the best way, and that'll link you to all the podcasts that we do and soon to the Zoom productions and also to all my activities in and around New Jersey at the present time. Thank you for asking.
All right. You're very welcome. Well, thank you for this opportunity, Hercules, this platform. And Gerald is a blessing to us that has just come into our lives within the last year, and to have him be able to express some of the work that he is doing with Lord Maitreya and Saint Germain and Orion, and of course with the Urantia book, with the Urantia book as a basis, and for us to be able to put out our messages, and for Nick, of course, to have a show and have his guests and develop that wonderful expression. Thank you so much, Hercules, for all you've done for humanity and for us also. So we're very, very grateful. Thank you.
And thank
you're here.
You as well. And thanks to all of you. This was an amazing show. And you'll be getting a call from me to explain the planetary sovereigns, which were in your last email. So you'll be hearing from me this weekend. Until then, thanks again. And thanks to everybody who tuned in, whether you tuned in live by clicking a link on your computer, whether you called in, whether you're going to check us out later on demand. Until next time, this is us wishing you joyous journeys and amazing adventures. Thanks again, everybody.
All right.
Love to all. Love to everybody.
God bless the world.
God bless the world.
God bless the world.
God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world. God bless the world.